Blog Talk Radio.
Here we are once again, Tuesday night. It's the Business Girlfriends Network. Business Girlfriends Network. I haven't seen that in so long. I'm so happy to say it. And we're here tonight with Mrs. Sharon Steele. A special, special show tonight. I am so interested and so excited about the show tonight because as well as all of us, we have been going through as well. And Sharon Steele is going to talk about where I've been and life struggles and how to get back on track after life's setbacks. What an interesting subject matter. And I show everybody, call your mama, call your sister, call your brother, call your nephew, your next door neighbor. This is a discussion that's really, really going to help a lot of folk. Let's welcome back Mrs. Sharon Steele.
I am glad to be here. How are you doing?
Listen, it is so good to hear your voice. We'll be getting everybody looking for Sharon, Sharon. Ain't nobody like Sharon. I told Dr. Wimborne, you better play back some of them old shows because they need to hear her voice. And everybody's been looking for you. I am so excited. I'm just for FYI or full disclosure or a little personal pee here. Your subject matter tonight, where I've been in life struggles, getting back on track after life setbacks, I am so interested in hearing that because I've been going through, you know what I'm saying, and we've been getting calls in during the week on different shows. People have been going through and struggling and trying to get themselves back together. There's been so many discontentments now with the pandemic and people losing their jobs, and, you know, their family situation is very difficult. And I've lost several family members to COVID-19, and, you know, and you can't travel, you can't do this, you can't have a decent funeral. And, you know, business is slow. It's just so much going on. You know what I'm saying? So the subject matter tonight, sister, is on point.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I mean, it's just, well, for those who didn't know, I encountered COVID. And this is my first month to be really back. I was doing a little on Facebook, but when I had COVID, it was so bad I couldn't even type or anything. People, for some reason, I guess you don't really realize how many people depend on you, but what people really weren't getting the concept is, like, I'm saying I have COVID, and it was so bad, like, the back of my eyes were burning. Like, it was, I didn't have the phlegm. I didn't have where I couldn't breathe. What I had was this very, very, very severe fever. And my fever, if I would have probably took my temperature, I knew it had to be 110. I mean, I had a really bad fever. My doctor, which I thank God for her, I've been with her for almost, like, my daughter is 14 years. And before, when I told her, I felt like I was sick, and I'm like, oh, I don't feel good. I said, I got to go take a COVID test. And when I took the test, it came back positive. By that time, I was really sick. And she said, well, what I'm going to do is give you a pill that's going to prevent you from getting pneumonia. She said, that is the problem why people suffer so bad with it, because they develop pneumonia. So she gave me this little blue pill. I call it the blue pill. And I took it. And it kept me sweating, but I had to take Tylenol and other things to kind of break the fever. But I remember one day I slept 3 days, never, just didn't get up. I just slept. And didn't drink, didn't take no pill. And I was just, I mean, I was like just deteriorating. But it was bad. I thank God if I had to catch it, I'm glad I caught it now, because they have a little bit more knowledge than they did when no one knew what it was. But COVID really, I mean, it's still, you know, my memory, things like that, it affected me overall. I mean, back, but I'm going to say I'm not back 100%. It just made me really look at life differently, putting priorities and just trying to get back. I thank God that I was able to sustain, but just in the mindset, when I think about entrepreneurship now, COVID has me definitely looking at things totally different. And how did I come back from it? I feel like COVID set me back like 50 days for me. But I'm not glad I got COVID, but I'm glad that I was able to lay down. Because in that time of laying down, my body was able to, like, heal itself. And I was a person that was going, not sleeping much, just doing a lot. So a lot of things would get past you. But in that time of resting, my body got to rejuvenate itself, even though I was still with COVID. So I would say for me, resting definitely helped me during this setback. And just the other day, I just told myself, I feel like I'm not in the loop. Like, I can't get with it. But that's not what it is. I have to really, like, think about what I wanted to do, how I wanted to move in this next journey, and where I wanted to go. And just really something I have to be very stern about, where I can't, it's not that I don't have compassion, but I'm an entrepreneur. And if I don't invest in myself, that's the thing I leave a lot of people with in entrepreneurship. I understand I'm at a different level, and I'm not going to be apologetic for it. I'm at a different level. I got to meet Dr. Wimborne. He actually came to my house She got to meet me in the living flesh, and I live different than most people.
Now you got me jealous.
Yeah, I got to meet him. I was so happy to meet him. I'm like, oh, my God. You know, you hear somebody on the radio, and he was like, oh, yeah, you are a real person. You know, I got his daughters are beautiful and the grandbaby, lovely family. I'm like, okay, next time they come, I got to do dinner or something. You know, it seems like things are letting up. But
right,
we have to, you know, for those, there is different levels to entrepreneurship. Let me say that. Those who are just beginning, those who are gradually getting from the just beginning, those who are still, you know, it's different stages. But the stage I'm at now, I'm really talking to the entrepreneurs that understand that you have to invest in yourself. Like, you can't, I'm all for the free things. I get you got to begin somewhere. I'm not against that. I get it. But at some point, journey of entrepreneurship, you got to graduate. And at some point, you got to start surrounding yourself with people that are greater than yourself. You don't want to be the greatest person in the room. You don't want to be the smartest person in the room. You want to be in a room where you're challenged, not intimidated. You know, you might feel that way, but it's not about intimidation. You want to be in a room where people push you to that next level. You know, because you get complacent and you're just there. And I'm like I said, I get we all have to start somewhere, but Sharon Steele, the CEO, founder, business girlfriends, I'm not at the starter level. So for people to be in my inner court, they have to be ready to be able to invest in themselves, to know who they are and whose they are, and ready to pursue it and not have a spirit of procrastination. We've been talking. I had a conversation with some really good friends. I said, listen, we go around this conversation, and that's a whole nother subject for next. We talk about these relationships every year. I've been doing them for over 20 years, and we always talk about what we want in an individual. It's time out. We got to make some decisions. We got to do something different here. You know, we got to speak what we want, be diligent to it, and what are we going to do to prepare ourselves for the position to whatever we want to be. And I'm speaking on entrepreneurship. So, you know, even in COVID, when I was coming out, still not 100%, I was offered a contract to do a business girlfriend television talk host show, which is going to start in July. And they gave me a 6-month contract. And those entrepreneurs that I bring on in an interview, yes, they're, you know, they're going to be before like a million viewers. And that was like major for me, like, okay, wow. But I had to change my mindset, like, you know, it ain't going to be for everybody. You know, it's going to be for somebody, but it's not going to be for everybody. But you got it. You never know who's watching you. You never know what exposure you're going to get. We have to position ourselves. It's just time out for the nickel and the diamond. For those that are in that arena, I understand there are people that are beginning. I have sowed enough seeds into a lot of individuals' lives that are millionaires. And
wow.
I'm happy for that. I had to sow those seeds to get the exposure I needed. But now it's time for me. I'm not here to down anybody, but I'm not going to continue just to exalt everyone, and I'm still sitting here. At what point don't I get exalted? At what point don't I walk in that arena? When I say million, I mean, when I say that, meaning that not only have they earned a million, but they can live like a millionaire, because there is a difference. I tell you, there's a big difference. You could earn a million, but doesn't mean you're going to live like a millionaire. You could earn a million
Amen.
Real quick.
Amen.
People don't realize that you can earn it real quick. But you can't, the thing is, can you maintain it?
Real talk.
It's easy to get it, but can you maintain it? So, you know, I think the setback was a setup, and I actually caught COVID for my friend who I'm staying out. He was sick, and I'm caring for him, and I caught it, so we quarantined together. So I know where I got it from. So it wasn't like I was out and about. I know where I got it from. So that was challenging, not challenging the quarantine, but just, you know, he was sick trying to take care of me. And I'm like, oh, God, I was much sicker than him because my fever was terrible. Right. I couldn't even lift my head. I shipped my daughter here. She was like, she told me I wasn't talking. And I'm like, girl, I can't barely think right now. You ask me why I'm not talking. So, but I just want, you know, people that are really positioned and ready to be in that arena to invest in their self, meaning you're ready to invest into to your brand or your business to get the exposure that you need. You know, I also, in that time of COVID, which I know, I'm like, were you resting? I was resting, but, you know, I really came up with the creativity, what I realized was really going on. We are not positioned, and I say we as a people, sometimes to be able to get the things we need because our businesses are not positioned. And it's okay to say you're an entrepreneur, but when you want to sit down, and you, it takes money, no matter how we look at this, it takes money. You got to have money to do business. So when you're looking at these things that we see, these different programs, a lot of us weren't positioned to be able to capitalize off of the money that's out here because we don't have a business bank account. We don't have business credit. We have not filed our business taxes. You know, thank God that I had done those things, but what I realized, and then I said, you know what? I am going to start teaching people how to build their business credit, how to position themselves to have their business established correctly, whether it doesn't matter what business it is, but we can't expect funding to come. And I'm, you can't run a business without money. I mean, depending on if you need supply, whatever it is you need, you got to have money. And the better positioning you look, I mean, it's the quality. Like, it's like going to Target or I'm going to go to the Gucci shop. Target is not a bad place. It's not. But you, it's a different quality you're going to get. So the Gucci shop, not that I need Gucci, you know, I'm not investing in any brands or anything, and not putting, I'm giving an example. So we have to position ourselves to be like, now, I've learned in this short time how to build my business credit without using my Social Security number. Just positioning yourself correctly. So I'm like, you know what? It's so many entrepreneurs out here, and it's so many, when I doing, looking at the things I was doing that are not positioned correctly. So I said, you know what? For those who are ready and they really want to put their business into the place it needs to be, and it's not going to happen overnight, but I can say diligently, if you're diligent, within 6 months, I know that you can gain in your business $150,000 or more for your business capital, whatever that may be, your brand, your business, but it takes money to do it. It's a great platform out here called Clubhouse. I've met so many entrepreneurs like myself, and I've been in these rooms getting, like, valuable information. And, of course, you know, when I want to tap in, I've paid to go into boot camps. Like, Bank of America just had a program that I signed up for. It was absolutely no cost. I don't know how I discovered it, but it was for women entrepreneurs. And it's like five different courses that you take and you get a certificate that they're teaching you. I start tomorrow. I register for school. I start in September. Self-development. You know, you got to develop the skills. For me, it's about showing individuals how to build their business and their brand the correct way to become successful so you won't have those pitfalls when you need that funding, the things that you need. So that is what I'm doing. And also, you know, hopefully and prayerfully that the talk show will, I will get, you know, beyond a six-month contract. But that will go beyond what I can even imagine or think. So that's where I'm at right now. I want to help entrepreneurs to just build their brand and their business, whatever that may be. But it's like going into training. Like, if you're losing weight, you got to be willing to show up and do the necessary things. And sometimes it's not going to always be easy. It's going to be some tough pills. It's going to be some sacrifices that you have to make. But you got to look at the bigger picture of it. With that, I have seven women that we're coming together, and now I've learned how to do wholesale real estate. So now I'm into property. So in this time of that setback, it was like got a reset button. So network marketing prepared me for this time. I told him, I'm not against network marketing. It prepared me for such a time as this, but I definitely have transitioned from that, the wholesale property, the flipping of properties, and that all started with me building my business credit where I don't have to take my personal funding to be able to get those properties. Wholesaling property is basically you have to have the necessary equipment so you can present yourself the websites and things like that. But it's an easy thing, and that can be done anywhere in the United States. I mean, a person can do anywhere on a wholesale property or anywhere from $23,000 to $3,000. It just depends on, you know, where you're wholesaling at. So I'm looking at property. That's definitely where I'm at with that, and building the business credit and getting, because your personal credit does have to be positioned correctly. I met a gentleman, which was amazing, and he is a wholesaler of vehicles. And he was like, well, Sharon, I can get you a Tesla for a little bit of nothing, like $300 a month. I'm like, what? So I have been meeting so many people that, like one gentleman, he was incarcerated, came home, got into property. They did a VH loan. Just positioning yourself and being in the right networks, not letting social media consume all my time with the wrong things, but looking at it as an opportunity to learn. Clubhouse, if you guys don't know or anybody listen, you need to get in Clubhouse. Because those rooms, what Clubhouse is they talk. You're not seeing anyone, but you're going in a room. They have topics. So I'm always in Clubhouse, real estate, credit, podcast, anything you want to know is a topic. You can go into a room. So you get in there and you go into these rooms and you listen. I've been a moderator in Clubhouse. Prior to this, they brought me on stage to talk about Bitcoins, and I still do my investment in Bitcoins. I'm looking at other investments, but right now my focus is definitely building the business credit to obtain the things that you need to function in your business. You if you don't have any money, I get it, but you got to think about how do you run a business without any money. If someone can give me that answer, I'll be happy to listen. It is no way that you can run an effectual business and not have any funding. You have to, I mean, websites, telephone, advertisement, these things are important. Even keeping you abreast, even if you have to have a coach, if you have a CPA, all these things cost position. So that's where I'm at. I don't know if that's helping anyone today, but that definitely set back COVID, which I wouldn't wish it on nobody. I'm very, I didn't catch it from being around people. I know exactly where I got it from. So I have been very cautious during COVID, but I'm very concerned when it still baffles me now how it just went away, or how they say it just went away. I don't think it went away. But now I just read somebody that it's some type of bird flu that just came out in China. And it's just been reported. Wow. I'm like, oh, God, here we go again. So, And it's about 41 people that got it. It's in China. And the people are like, who's in China? No, it's going to make its way because that's how it started. But people are just like, I understand we're tired and this was very challenging, but that's not a way you want to go. You know, I don't think, you know, I don't want to go with sickness at all, but COVID was the worst. I mean, that was the worst. I'm like, like my friend, he still has the cough. He doesn't have COVID. You know, I don't know if everyone did this. I tested every 14 days. So, of course, the first time I test, I was positive. This baffled me. I'm still thinking about other people. Okay, so they say that 14 days you're good because you quarantine. Well, I tested again to make sure I was still positive, and I didn't feel 100%. I didn't feel as bad as I felt, but I wasn't 100%. I still tested positive. So I said, how many people actually go back and get retested? So the third time when I tested, it came back negative. I felt better. You know, I still didn't feel 100, but I felt better because I know I was, you know, I don't have COVID. But they were, you know, from my understanding, they were telling people just quarantine 14 days and you're good. Well, after 14 days, I still had COVID. I know the young lady, she told me she had it, like, it took her six times before she tested negative. I don't know if people are really going back to retest. And here in Michigan,
right.
I went on a list. It's crazy. Like, I was singled out. So I got phone calls at my house. So I'm on this list because I had COVID.
Right,
so they
right.
know that. So I'm like, okay, so but now they know that I don't have it because I went back. I don't know if they have a list for you being negative. I don't know, but they sure got a
right.
list for you being positive. You know, so
right.
I just say, you know, really, you know, and during that time, me and my 14-year-old, there were some challenges there and, you know, put her in counseling. Not in a bad challenges, but things I wasn't paying attention to. And she, you know, had to bring my attention to awareness. And as a parent, I'm the type of parent that my children are very respectful, but I do listen, especially when it's a concern if they feel like it's something that I'm causing. So sometimes as parents, we just want to shut it down, but I listen. So I'm like, you know what? Maybe we need counseling. You know, but all this occurred during COVID. Now, I'm not saying I would have never got it, but I think the setback helped me really set me up. So this next part of my journey, I'm just really praying that some really major doors open up, definitely for, like I said, the property. We plan on launching that in October. So right now what I'm doing with the ladies is preparing them with their business credit because I don't want them to have to come out their physical pockets. So that could be, you know, like lines of credit. Like, for instance, one good bank that I'm with, Navy Federal, I mean, they give cars from anywhere from $25,000 and up if you position right. So, you know, we coming together as a group, we can do this, you know. And I said, even if we don't do it as a group, but we can get in and I can position you how to wholesale to do these things without utilizing your personal funds or without maxing out your personal credit. So we're going to launch that in October because right now they're preparing. You know, everybody wasn't in a position to be able to just go out and get business funding. And just what, you know, and if the government comes up with another program, you know, the PPP, a lot of people couldn't get it because guess what? They wasn't positioned.
Wow.
You know, you just, they didn't have the schedule speed. They didn't have the necessary things that they were asking. That was forgivable money. And some people were positioned and was just scared to do it. That is amazing.
Wow.
I'm like, this is forgivable. I'm not speaking on a loan you had to pay back. I get that. But it's like people were more receptive to the loan you had to pay back than the forgivable money. And they tell you exactly how it can be forgiven. So I just, you know, I'm just, for Business Girlfriend Network, I want, and it's for business brothers too. We got to position ourselves, and I'm not apologetic. It's not going to be free. It's not going to be free to be on a talk show that you're going to be before a million viewers. It's not going to be free because the resources and the connections you get can take you to a whole nother arena. But you got to be ready to be positioned. So I don't know. I don't know. Hope this helping someone.
It's helping me because with the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, I was, you know, people always say to me, oh, my God, billionaires, you know, where that come from? And I'm saying, well, listen, you know, you start as a hundredaire, you go to a thousandaire, you make it to a millionaire, then you make a billionaire. But you got to start somewhere. And lo and behold, people, it's best to start from the bottom because you learn while you get to the top, you know, and that puts you in a better position to be more stronger in your financial movement in terms of you moving money and like Sharon said, investing in different type of opportunities. It gives you a better hold on what you're doing because it takes a lot. I've been doing it for 50 years, and now we're going to come up with the Black Shark Tank, where we're going to be investing in small businesses. We're not going to ask for a whole bunch of stuff, but at least have your paperwork together and know that your business is going to be prosperous at a certain time so that you can pay back the money at a low minimum rate as well. So, you know, Sharon, been working on many things as well, and I was in position, really trying to position myself. Didn't have a vacation in a long time. Didn't been no place. Now I don't really want to go no place specifically. And I had, you know, I had my you know, you and I talked about this years ago. I had my eyes on that mansion that I wanted to purchase. and had everything in position that between July and August, I just would retire. And hopefully, like, my younger kids, my daughter and my youngest son would take over the business and different family members as well. And everything just went flip-flop. You know what I'm saying? Everything didn't go exactly according to structure and schedule. And so I find myself, in back where I started, so to speak, not on a financial level, but more on a working level, where I have to be more involved. I want to be less involved, less of me and more of other people. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to take that leadership position no more, because I'm tired. 50 years of this, I'm tired. And I thought that, you know, Sharon, after 50 years, I had planned. And I'm really, just like you're saying, if people are not up to your standard, they cannot give you good wisdom in business. And I'm not the type of person to say, oh, you know, look at me, I'm greater than everybody. But people, let me tell you something. I deal with people that's not on my financial level, and I'm dealing in a business, Sharon, that I really, it's difficult for me to explain to people what I do. And I don't think it's necessary for me to explain it, because you're not going to find yourself doing what I do. Even if my children come and take over my business, they're not going to do what I do, and I'm still going to have to do certain things. I understand that. But it'll give me some kind of leeway because, number one, they have not been around me long enough to study what I do, and a lot of people haven't been around me to study what I do, but they think I'm selling and buying and doing just general standard financing on a traditional, conventional level, and it's not. It's a little more deeper than that. And when you talk about doing it over the countries, different countries, it gets very complicated legally. The legal ramifications get complicated. And then you don't get paid like other people get paid on time, and there's a contractual obligation. There's all these other loopholes that you have to go through. So I found myself in a difficult situation where the people that are around me that could take over the business, they're not trustworthy enough, Sharon, you know, that I can say, okay, I know that they would be robbing me back and forth, you know, so I can't trust them. And those who I can trust are not prepared to take the realm, even let's say for 35% of the, you know, they're not even ready to get started because they don't even understand. I tested them by conversation. They don't understand exactly what it is. So they would just get lost in the whole process. So I find myself, you know, just feeling a little lonely in terms of having someone to discuss this with, you know, feeling a little dismayed over the process, because like you, Sharon, when I saw this pandemic coming in, the first thing that came to my mind is that one thing we all have, people, that's the one thing the human capacity have is the ability to structure for survival. The first law of nature of a human being is survival. So the first mode I went into, Sharon, is survival. Number one, at my age, protecting myself, not to get it again. I had it twice, very lightly. But I also know this. I'm going to tell people something. There's a misconception about the vaccination. The vaccination is not approved by the FDA. It has been released for emergency use. That's number one. Number two, the vaccines only guarantees that you will not get severely sick or die. It's protecting you from severity and dying, okay? Let me tell you something as a retired medical professional. It takes 5 years to recognize a vaccine. It takes another 10 years to establish what its purpose would be. It takes 25 years to identify the people and at-risk population that you're going to serve with that vaccination. So it actually takes 25 years to perfect a vaccination. They're not even near stage one in terms of the five-year period. And they basically, from what I can see, and I'm not saying people don't take it. I'm not, you know, trying to be your medical professional or anything like that. Talk to your doctors. Talk to the people you confide in. But I'm saying to you, they have not accomplished what the medical environment usually accomplishes when they secure a vaccination for a general purpose and a general population. They haven't identified those who have certain conditions. Everybody's body structure is different. Everybody have different kinds of immunities. Everybody have different kinds of levels of sicknesses. Everybody can adhere to certain things. Everybody cardiovascular is not the same. Everybody's not strong in the immunity area. So there's different perspectives on that, and there's a lot of intensity that goes involved when you're talking about generally establishing something that's going to service a whole populace of people that have consistently have different medical concerns and needs from the beginning. So you have to customize it so that it meets the requirements of that person who has that medical and physical challenge. That not have been done as well. It seems to me that they're doing something from the reversed. They're going to put it out there and see how everybody responds and then try to come to a conclusion of what populace it affects this way and what populace it affects that way and who's at risk, whether it's drug addiction or alcoholism or obesity or diabetes or cancer. You know, all these things have to be took in consideration, your physical body condition. Now, I took something they've been doing in Israel. I took lemon and boil it like tea with a uh-huh. couple of teaspoons of baking soda, and that helped me. Then a friend told me something that I thought was a little strange, but I said, you know what, the way I felt, just like you, I didn't have the severity of the tremendous pains. Like one brother told me, the pains felt like somebody was beating them in the head with a baseball bat. I didn't have the severity of the eye conditioning, but I felt, you know, very weak. I felt very feverish and dizzy. And after I did the lemon and the baking soda, one brother told me, he said, take the baking soda and sniff it up each nostril. He said it's going to might have a little burning sensation, but it's going to clean out all that mucus out of your system. And I did that, sister. It just made me cough up mucus and whatever. And once I did that, I felt like a new man. Surprisingly, a 39-cent or 49-cent box of baking soda, what a miracle, you know. So I don't know if people can, you know, it is something to get used to. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to be like a little walk in the park when you sniff up the baking soda in each nostril. It's going to be a little strange feeling in your nose. You might feel like a little burning sensation, a little small irritation as well. But once it makes you cough up all that and phlegm from inside, you're going to feel 100% better, you know. Also, people say take D3. D3 vitamins are extremely good to enhance your system and protect you from getting it in a severity, because all the vaccination is doing to protect you from a severe attack of the virus. That was supposed to do, and that's why you found different people took the vaccine and had different medical reactions to it. You know, some people passed, some people had different reactions because your body structures are different. And they're basically trying to find out, you know, type A, type B, type C, type D, type whatever. And then then after they get to a certain level of them, then they probably can adjust it so that, you know, they'll have the vaccine adjusted to each person's physiological body structure and where they're at biologically and where they're at in terms of medically. So there's a lot of things to consider. But I just want everybody to know, because a lot of people are confused. They think the vaccine means, oh, I'm free and I can just go and take off the mask and I can talk to everybody and it's a big party. And then the governors are giving people misinformation by saying, okay, everybody get vaccinated. We can open up the street. We can open up this. The only thing they're opening up is that they know that you're not going to die. So they figure, okay, you might get sick again, but at least you're not going to die. Okay, at least you might not get the severity of the sickness that will, like Sharon say, you don't get that pneumonia and get yourself into a real physiological problem. And so the governor's probably thinking in their political sense, I can open up, I can get commerce going again, I can get money circulating in my state, and we can get back on to to life as it was. And that's what everybody's trying to do, get back to life as it was. But to me, it doesn't make any sense if it's not secure. If we're not at a point of really being secure, then we can end up, you know, as they say, the variance is coming. There's a worser virus is coming. Sharon just said something about some birds who are releasing some stuff as well. There's something going wrong here. So all I'm saying to people is this, buyer beware, you know, be aware, you know, of what's going on. I continue to be distance, mask. If you don't like me, that's it. I have no business associations, meetings with people and tons of people in small places and things of this nature. If I don't have to meet a person, I'm not meeting them. You know, if it's not crucial and important in my business, we can do everything over the phone. We can fax contracts. We can sign e-sign and all this other good business. I'm doing everything right now to secure myself because I know as a professional person, I know, you know, what the, if you can, you can Google how long it takes to establish a vaccine and you can get information from there as well. But I know it takes a long time and I know it's not as simplistic as they're putting out there. And I know the FDA did not approve it, but they did. Only thing they approved was the emergency release. As far as actual medical release or approval, they didn't get that. And that's why a lot of doctors are saying, well, you know what? I'm not going to recommend anything to anyone else that I wouldn't recommend for myself or my children or my family, you know. And that's the point of it. You know, you have to take it with a grain of salt if you take it. You've got to be sure of your physical condition. Be sure to know whether you have certain kind of problems. Talk to your medical professionals. Talk to your doctors. Like Sharon did, she got a personal doctor, which is very good. Because that's the person you can sit down with and you can get the facts. They're going to tell you the real deal. You know what I'm saying? If a doctor don't know you, he has no personal relationship with you, you know, he might not see you again. He's not going to take a long-term evaluation of what your situation is and try to explain to you in deep detail because there's so many people that needs help. So he's going to try his best to do what he can do based on information that he's been given by the medical environment, the medical professional environment that submits information to him. I'm just saying to people, you know, there's a lot of things one have to look at in terms of when you talk about this kind of situation that we're in right now. There's a bunch of things that go with there, and each individual person have to look at your circumstances, your physical body, and, you know, situation that you're dealing with. And if you're elderly, you have to look at a lot of things there as well. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's the best thing you can do. Pray and seek medical attention and seek medical help from a personal level. Try to get as much information you can when you talk to the doctors pertaining to your condition. If you know you're asthmatic, you know you smoke cigarettes, you know you have immune system that's been compromised, you know you have AIDS, you know you have cancer, you know you're obese, you know you can be even you can be a malnutrition, you could be skinny, there can be a host of other considerations that you want to take into thought when you start this process, you know. So that's my suggestion. But if you can take baking soda, you know, in each nostril, if you can take hot lemon water with baking soda, if you can do the natural thing, if you D3, you know, things of that sort, if you can handle it, it can be very, very helpful. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying it's a cure-all. I'm not saying it's the end. You still talk to your doctors. You still go back and get evaluated, just like Sharon said. Every 14 days, you know, she's going to get checked. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm saying if you use these other remedies, still go get checked. That's imperative, you know.
Absolutely. 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 I'm totally in agreement with that. I mean, it's rough. It was rough. It was really them. I thought my daughter was sick, and she, I don't know, maybe it was her nerves. I don't know, but I gave her a NyQuil tablet, and I'm like, oh, my God, my baby's sick. I'm sick. Now, that really sent me into a world where I'm like, okay, both of us sick? Oh, Jesus. So, you know, when we found out she wasn't and she tested negative, I was, like, making sure she had her mask on, you know, she would be the one to bring. I was on popsicles the whole time. I got a thing for popsicles
right
now, so because nothing else had no really. I didn't lose taste, but I could tell that I was dehydrated. What I realized was everything was salty, and I said, "Oh my God, I'm dehydrated." So I was like, between the liquids and popsicles, I can survive off of food. I said, I have no fat on my body for that. I mean, I know people may laugh when they say that. I'm like, that's the time that a fat person should be happy if they had got COVID, because your body could eat up off your fat. But if you were skinny,
right,
you really looked just sick afterwards because you probably wasn't eating. But for those who have us have extra little, you know, a little more fluffier than the average person, your body
right
can eat off your fat, but you got to stay hydrated. You cannot live without
exactly
water. You gotta
exactly
have water.
Exactly.
You gotta have water.
And get in the sun. Get in the sun. You
yeah
know,
yeah,
that's one of the things that is very imperative. If you can get to the sun, you can get that D3 from the sun. You can, you know, that's wonderful as well. I mean, if you have not had it, I would do like Sharon did. I would check anyway, you know, just to see, and just to be 100% sure that your body's free and clear, because you can meet somebody in a minute. And only God knows, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to fearful. I'm not trying to put fear in nobody's heart. I just want you to be logical, you know. You if you're going out into, if you know that you're in, because a lot of people now are feeling comfortable and they're going into rooms and they're going into parties, they're going into conferences, they're sitting next to people, they're communicating. They told a lot of people, if you had the vaccination, you don't have to wear your mask, which is bad for business because, like I said, the vaccination is not to deter you from getting the virus. The only thing it's supposed to do is protect you from severity of the symptoms. That's all it's supposed to do. And then it's supposed to stop you from getting from dying. And Sharon hit it on the nose. Stop you from getting pneumonia, which breaks down your system anyway. Okay? So you know, if that is the case, I would say if you got the vaccine, and it's a single dose, double dose, whatever. If it's a double dose, you got the second dose, and you got the vaccine with just one dose. Listen, still protect yourself, because all that is an added protection. It's just another added protection. The mask, the distancing, the getting in the sun, these things are enhancing your ability to secure your body from getting severity, from getting so severe that a lot of people die from it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just think about it. I feel like this, Sharon. I went into survival mode. Number one, my thing was to stay away and try to stay healthy. Praying to God that my family, my grandkids, my children, everybody and friends, neighbors, and people in general stay safe. Because one thing we can do, people, I when my grandson was born, I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to see him. I'm not going to put that possibility. People, well, you know, babies don't get it. Well, I do not know that. I do not know that. There's no scientific reasoning for that, you know, to say that's specifically correct. Okay, they say children couldn't get it. Now they're saying children at 12 and 11, they got a vaccination available for them. So there's nothing conclusive about this. There's no rule. You know how doctors say we rule out this and we rule out that? There's no ruling out of anything about this COVID-19. And remember something. It's a reason why they say coronavirus, is a reason why they say COVID-19, it's a reason why they say pandemic. It's the severity of the conditions. Having coronavirus is a different condition than having COVID-19. It's like AIDS. You had different levels of AIDS. You had, you know, the first stage of AIDS, and you had the middle stage of AIDS, and then you have full-blown AIDS. So when you hear scientists and doctors and all these people start talking these different names, when they say coronavirus, when they say COVID-19, when they say pandemic, that's the levels of severity that they're not telling you, because they don't want to get you so afraid or whatever they think they're trying to do. But nevertheless, coronavirus is stage one. COVID-19 is a serious stage of it. And when you're in the pandemic stage, that is the severity of it. Okay? So just remember, these are the things you should keep aware of, you know. But I just say caution to the wind. You know, I might look stupid with the mask on when other people got the vaccine, they don't have it. But I'm going to wear my mask. You know, I'm going to keep distancing right now. I'm not going around, and I'm not going into rooms with a whole bunch of people. There's just too, and Sharon can tell you this herself, it's just too many possibilities of getting it. You know, more or less than not getting it. You dig where I'm coming from? But if you did take the vaccine, you do carry your mask, you do distance, you're not going around everybody, you're not in parties and things of that sort, you most likely would be more protected than a person that have a liberal attitude about it right now. So, and we can all protect each other because people right now are mad. As soon as you tell somebody about a mask, they want to knock you side of the head or shoot you. So it's a mad, you know, we're in a crazy society, you know. So I'd rather just take my distance from people. And like Sharon said, you're in a condition now where you have to, more than ever, you have to have a nest egg. You have to have a financial base. You have to be financially secure. And that's what I started doing. I started securing my finances, securing my business. You know, like I said, I had scheduled to retire, you know, July, August, but that's not going to happen. But I just worked on securing my business, securing my situation, because I know if anything happens, like Sharon says, and I'm not saying money is everything, and I'm not saying everybody go run out and try to get a whole bunch of money. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that it makes life easier when you have monies to do what you need. You know, to get what you need. It just make life a little much lighter. Okay, not better, but lighter. Or if you don't have a whole bunch of money, have the sense enough to protect yourself and have sense enough to have insurance coverage. Have sense enough to have, you know, governmental supported financial programs. You know, put yourself in the finance security. Don't go out there and get your little stimulus and start spending it on everything that you see. Keep a little something in, like, you know, back in the day, in the old days, keep a little something in the nest egg. Keep a little nest egg for the rainy days, you know, but secure you some money. I don't care how much it is. Put you some money away, because one thing about this American environment, they'll tell you that they will encourage you to spend every dime you have. But when it comes down to taking care of you, they're not going to do it. So, you know, it's important to secure yourself financially, just like when there's storms and fires and all this stuff. People start going running to the supermarkets buying all this food and toilet paper and whatnot. The same thing when it comes to sicknesses like this, these pandemics and these viruses. Have you some money? Save you some. More than ever now, you need to save you some money. You need to have what Sharon is talking about, these different outlets to create a financial nest for yourself. Okay. You need to have that car business, the wholesale car business. You need that wholesale real estate business. You need Bitcoin business. You need different kinds of MLM and multi-level marketing and different kind of businesses where you can accumulate some kind of extra money beside that little paycheck that they're probably taxing you to death. And if you got a medical benefit that's worth anything, you're not getting the take-home pay. So you have to balance it out. And I know that means, you know, with the biggest problem in today's society is that parents can't parent because they can't be home to parent. And when they get home, they're so tired, they fall asleep. So they don't watch the little kids' homework and things of that sort and see what they're doing and what they need. Like Sharon said, her daughter has some needs and she had to pay attention, you know. So you only get these things, they only come, you know, once in a while. And Sharon, I don't want to take up your program, you know, as well.
You're fine. You know, I'm back, but I'm not back, so I needed that little time. So, no, you're fine. You're absolutely fine.
Well, instead of me rambling my mouth off and off and off, I want to bring on the man himself who got to meet Sharon in the flesh, in which I did not. The man with the plan, the Neo Nation, the reparations program, I mean, just a host of wonderful things, the Millions Acts of Kindness Across America. Let's give a nice hand to Dr. James W. Winborn.
Good Thank you. It is a pleasure to be here and to hear that melodious voice of the one and only great Sharon Steele. Once again.
Thank you. It was an honor to meet you. Just such an honor.
Oh, the pleasure was all mine. I told Dr. Robinson, I'm like, okay, well, I don't know what happened. I went to see her, and then I ain't hear nothing else from her. So,
because COVID, that's what happened. COVID struck. It was not personal. Trust me.
I showed up with all my kids.
No. You have a lovely family. Oh, the girls are so beautiful. I'm like, God, these guys are a good looking family.
Thank you.
But Shane, what happened to him? You know.
I'm gonna say this. I hope you take this in the right way. You don't look like you sound. I thought you were gonna be this elderly man. Jazzy had his jogger suit. I'm like, okay. But had my friend like, I was wondering who you was talking to. I was like, you gotta come in because it's gonna be a problem. And then he threw out the little questions to make sure you really was. So you didn't catch on and make sure you really was from New York.
Listen, I know when I'm being tested.
Like they might have made that loud while they was outside.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, it was nice meeting everybody. But no, I had a great time, just going out there and having the opportunity to meet you finally after all of this airtime that we've spent together. And so it was great. And just to spend time with my daughters and my granddaughter. I'm glad that, I guess that a compliment that I didn't look like an old man. I didn't look like I sound.
Not that you sound like an old man. Let me because I always talk about, oh, he's old. I'm like, okay, he ain't old. I mean, I thought you were right. You know, we don't care. So I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Like, he ain't old. What are you talking about?
Well, my best friend is old, so maybe he's rubbing off on me. I'm not going to mention no name because I don't want to embarrass Dr. Robinson like that. So I will tell you.
Let me see now. Who is that best
I'm talking about him.
He said you his best friend.
Sharon, we got to find his best friend because I don't know where he's at.
Right. You ain't claiming that one, right?
Not at this moment. No.
I've been itching to get on. I've been looking at the switchboard for the last hour. I've been on a conference call, federation call with the attorneys and stuff. You know, we're getting ready for the our convention that's coming up. But I got the studio up. I got the other phone on speaker. So I'm trying to. I got the ear at the phone, and I got my eye on what's going on in the studio. Waiting to get in here just to say hi, just to say welcome back, and we've missed you, and people have been asking for you, and so it's just good to say hello again. I won't even go into any of the old stories. I'm sure we got a whole bunch of new ones, so I will refrain anything about roots or anything of that nature.
I'm watching the Underground Railroad, and every time I watch it, I think about y'all. So, this is hilarious.
You know what, though? Listen, let me tell you a funny story. I'm glad you mentioned that because I saw the Underground Railroad, too, and I was thinking about that damn story myself.
It's just not me, right? So I'm on point.
Right, I'm just sitting there. I'm looking at Harriet Tubman in the Underground and thinking, she said they played Roots. You know what I mean?
Right.
As I'm looking at it. But, we won't even talk about that. I know that we got a whole bunch of new adventures ahead of us. We can't wait. But we're glad you're feeling better. We're glad you was able to get the best of COVID. I know that Dr. Robinson had his battle, and he's better and up and at it. And so God bless him. all things work together for the good for them that are called according to his purpose.
Yes, amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
You know?
Do we have any listeners that want to ask questions?
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to bring in a nice gentleman here that's a good fan of yours for many, many years. And just because his name is Ronald A. Robinson, we're not going to tell about he stole my name, but that's all right. We're going to let it go. Ronald A. Robinson, you're on with Mrs. Sharon Steele.
I would take that to the Supreme Court, but I don't trust him. <You know? laughs>
Oh, you know what? I got some inside info on the Supreme Court. We can talk about it later, but go ahead.
Sister Sharon, I'm glad that you are well.
Thank you.
And that you've come through, you know, all of this. We're still moving on.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Yes,
still moving on. Once you get all together, I'm really just interested in getting into your seminar, going forward myself. But with all things considered to happen, when you can listen to all of this covert stuff all day long, when doctors saying, well, you know, this is COVID-19. Well, what about when COVID-36 happened? You know, and I took that to some thought because every year, every 2 years, we got another flu. A stronger strain than another, a different strain than the other, you know, so on and so forth. So we just have to pay attention, you know, and do the right thing for ourselves and our families, you know, that we can do what we're trying to do. But right now, I will just listen because the other Ronnie L. Robinson stole all my lines, so I can't say nothing.
You won't get no dates like that, brother.
I'm speechless.
Wow.
It's hard for Robinson to do that.
Wow. He stole all your lines. Okay.
Amen.
It's good to be back and hear you, gentlemen. It's really good to be back. And you were speaking of the flu, and I'm on Twitter now, and they're really talking about, it's called the bird flu.
Yeah.
And they're asking, is it coming our way?
Yeah, that's not the first time that that's happened.
Okay, let's...
When you don't respect the earth, or take care and keep it, like our dad said, this is what we get.
Mm.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Okay, amen. We're gonna take a commercial. We're on the other side of the hour. We're gonna take a commercial break, and we're gonna come back with some announcements and whatnot. We got so much stuff going on, and we'll be right. Everybody, hold your seat. Stay where you at. Sharon is back. I know y'all want to talk with her, so we'll be right back in a few.
Entertainment, worldwide, network. We on live, we in your speakers, and on your mind, 10 o'clock, we on time.
Yes, this is Lenny Williams. I'm out here in Oakland, California.
I'm Lisa Lay. I'm on payment with the NWA, Dr. Dre, and Eazy-E.
It's Just Will, Black Pearl Entertainment artist, newly signed to I Am Jesus Records. You're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., CEO. Coming to you live, this is business, so pay attention.
Yo, it's your boy LV the Slap Fiend, and I'm over here chilling with my guy, The Plug, Don Jr., CEO, Entertainment Worldwide Network Radio. You dig?
What's good, homie? This your boy Big D.
It's your folk checking traps.
This your peach Captain Mac.
I let your boy Boss Lena.
Your boy Brick Boy Rico.
It's your boy Joe Dirt.
And yo, what up? It's your boy Buddha, aka Buddy Mouse.
Yo, what's good? It's the Vic Percy Jones.
And Big Cell is now in your area.
Yo, this your boy, Mr. Hamster Knife.
It's your girl, Lady Duet.
It's just Rich Gates.
This your bro JT, Mr. Guaranteed the Rick.
Yo, this your dude Insane G.
What up? This your boy Jihad, aka J Hood.
Yo, this your folks, Young Birds.
Yo, this your folk, GB Cooley.
Yo, this is Mike G Jungle. Hey, what it do? It's your boy Size Money.
This your boy Big Chad Domingo.
Bye bye. Salute the big dog.
This your boy J Futuristic.
This your folk, Lil Raheem. You did.
I am Geronimo Beals. Off the deep end. Getting blessings. Wise Life Records. And you're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., the CEO, coming to you live.
Hey, what it do? This is Charlie Boy, the versatile child.
You're listening to the hottest radio station.
Are you ready to be inspired, uplifted, enlightened, and entertained? Judge Joe Brown is an all-American judge, lawyer, and television personality. Judge Joe Brown was raised in the Crenshaw District of Los Angeles, California. Overcoming the harsh streets of L.A., he graduated at the top of his class from Dorsey High School. He then went on to earn his bachelor's degree in political science at UCLA. Judge Joe Brown is a member of the Phi Alpha fraternity and became the first African-American prosecutor in Memphis, Tennessee. He then opened his own practice before becoming a judge on the state criminal court of Shelby County, Tennessee. Judge Joe Brown was then thrusted into the national spotlight for sitting over James Earl's last appeal for race conviction for the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He then caught the attention of producers of Judge Judy and is now the arbiter of his own arbitration-based reality court TV show that has been recorded for over 16 years. This show is syndicated on Bounce and available to millions of homes across America. Judge Joe Brown has been on a mission to educate the leaders of the future and has started a movement titled Sag Pants Equals a Sag Mind. This is a call to action. Let's talk and change the world. Judge Joe Brown is ready to speak at your next event. Follow Judge Joe Brown at Judge Joe Brown TV on Twitter. This message has been brought to you by 2Deep, owner of KFSM Radio and Bloody Rain Productions, and Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team. Contact 2Deep at 337-936-5176 or Pastor Don Jr. at 818-358-5722.
The NEO Project is a business network collective of professional CEOs, community leaders, doctors, recording artists, label owners, lawyers, judges, business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major connections across the globe. For more information, visit www.myprojectneo.org or call 800-249-8830. We have a live conference call, Join in the Conversation, hosted by Dr. Rev Robinson Sr. and Dr. Winborn. Share your ideas about growing your business. New ideas, featured partner, video promo, social media, exposure, rotation, profit sharing, meetups at your establishment. Join the conference call on Blog Talk Radio Thursday and Friday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Sunday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Live Talk with Eva. Call 347-857-1311. Press 1 to speak on freeconferencecall.com. Saturday, 12 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Call into 515-604-9642. Access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, hashtag T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, call 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, dial 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. Financial consulting and investments, call DSNR Consultants LLC Corporate Office, 914-363-9007. Text 518-866-7605. Email RevRunRobinson, RevRun11@gmail.com. Shout out to Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and Keisha Miss, CEO, the 300 Elite members, also 3 Max and a Nerd, and Andrea's Talent Management.
Fashion is so seductive, live.com. Log on to soseductivelive.com. So Seductive Live has the best apparel from Gucci, Prada, Fendi, Guess, Rolex, Nike, Tiana Michelle, True Religion, Louis Vuitton.
Greetings, I'm Miss K, CEO and founder of So Seductive Shoes and Fashion. I started my company to keep you informed. Log on to soseductivelive.com. I believe in fashion, so Seductive is fun and needs to be seen. I want to inspire people just like you. I want someone to look at me and say, because of you, I didn't give up. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I am Miss K, CEO and founder of So Seductive Shoes and Fashion. You can find me on your favorite social network at Keisha Miss CEO. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com.
There's a lot to learn in the music business, and without a teacher, it gets even harder and very costly. Introducing the Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint. Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, has put together a detailed book to take your career to the next level in the entertainment business. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint will teach you the do's and don'ts of the entertainment industry, starting from the beginning to the end. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint covers the topics of business plan, logo design, CD design layout, sales, radio airplay, CD marketing strategy, massive emailing, CD sales one sheet, press kit, media kit, online media kit, internet marketing, MP3 online distribution, hip-hop blog sites, hip-hop magazines, hip-hop DVDs, mixtapes, street teams, music publishing and royalties, music lawyers, tour booking, and more. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint is available only by contacting Don Jr., CEO, at 818-358-5722 or email donjrceo@gmail.com.
Do you need more exposure? Do you need more fans? Are you planning to be wealthy and successful in business? The 365 Days of Radio campaign is a business training program teaching you how to build your brand, business, product, or service. How to meet and network with people in other cities. How to make connections with other business owners. And how to talk about your business on an open platform. All the tools you need before you speak to investors, advertisers, and or sponsors. Are you ready to receive money and make it to the next level? Education is the key to success. And experience is the best teacher. Learn from the comfort of your own personal remote location. The 365-day radio campaign is a business training program. For business training, tuition, schedules, and fees, please call Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and the winning team at 818-358-5722. That's right, Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team at 818-358-5722. We live in dangerous times, and you never know when you'll need a lawyer. Introducing Legal Shield. Get legal help 24/7. For over 47 years, people from all walks of life have joined our community and our mission to empower and protect. Wait, there's more! Become a sales associate and watch your commission grow with every sale. We are working together to change the negatives into positives. Business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major corporations all across the globe. We focus on business education, advertising, so that everyone can see the return on their investment. Visit our website at robinsonir38.wearelegalshield.com. Or for more information, contact Dr. Ron Robinson at 914-363-9007 or 203-515-7167 or 914-530-5876. Again, visit us at our website at www.robinsonr38.wearelegalshield.com.
And we are back. You know, we are here with Miss Sharon Steele herself in person, the Business Girlfriends Network, but we had some public service announcements as well. We want you to call Mrs. Helena Owens of Dunton Consulting Services. They still have jobs available. You don't require no high school diploma. You require no experience. You can make $20 an hour. All you have to bring is your enthusiasm, your willingness to work, and be on time. That's the only requirement. Plus, you get an opportunity to explore the other careers in the political realm. District leaders, assembly people, you get the, you know, council people, you get to explore those areas and help you get your foot in the door if you have a desire to be a politician, if you want to be a district leader, you want to be assembly person, a council person, that's the first foot in the door to educating yourself on how that whole process works and how you get involved. So call Mrs. Helena Owens at 718-504-6861. 718-504-6861. 718-504-6861. Tell her you heard it on the Business Girlfriends Network, Mrs. Sharon Steele, and you will get hired immediately. Also, we want to remember that the government is ready to put $2.3 trillion into natural solar energy. They're going to develop opportunities for people to go to universities and colleges and universities. They're going to get them a 2-, 4-, 6-year ride for free. We want these opportunities to be given also to the historical black colleges and universities, the HSBCUs. So we as a people have established a petition. It's on the website, Positive, POSITIVE, Change, CHANGE, P like Peter, C like Cat, .com, PositiveChangePC.com. Go on the website, learn about this not new energy because it's been around for 30-something years, but learn about the energy, learn about what the government is planning on doing, learn about what's going to happen, and go to the page and sign the petition. We need millions of people to sign that petition so we can submit it to the Biden and Harris government right now and make sure that they make sure that they send this finances and opportunity into the black and brown and red and yellow and all these communities of color, economic develop these projects and clean up the parks and give nice swings and pools and things like that where children can have a good time during summer and during times off. Build community centers where kids can go and get academic help and assistance as well. So we want you not to forget. Go to PositiveChangePC.com. Fill out the petition. Learn about this type of energy. You can learn everything there. Brother Patterson has put everything together so you can learn about how this energy works. And we want you not to forget that. We don't want you to forget, Black Business Billionaires Network Club is starting to develop opportunities for people to get assistance in terms of businesses and financing and et cetera. And we don't want you to forget that as well. We are moving forward. We need your help. We want you to go to MyNYProject, P-R-O-J-E-C-T, NEO.org. Look around the website, participate in the acts of kindness across the country, and get paid and, be subsidized for your help to help others. So we want you to know that's what's happening. We're gonna bring Dr. Wimborne back in and see what he would like to add to that. Dr. Wimborne, you're there?
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. I'm talking and I'm on mute. Well, we've been working on the reparation program. That's the thing that's out now that we're talking about, and we are trying to create a new economic system for our people. And so we encourage everyone to go by, sign up, and help us repair our nation. Because if there ever was a time that we need to get together, now is that time. And our system is an economic system built on us collaborating and coming together as a people to get things done that we need to get done. Because I never thought that I would have to say it. I really believed for a long time that our country was making progress. But I see right now that there's a very, very strong element in our country that's fighting for regression, fighting to go backwards, fighting to create this white supremacy. You have the fringe groups, and it has that energy has infiltrated into the politics, in particular into the Republican side of the politics, and they are going out of their way. What things that they used to do that was underhanded and sneaky, is in your face now, and like, we don't care. We trying to suppress you. We trying to hold you down. We trying to keep you economically under our thumb, and we do not care. Well, our system, the reparation program, the self-reparation program, gives us an avenue, gives us an instrument to create wealth for ourselves based on us circulating funds and monies amongst ourselves, all right? And so, and how are we doing that? We're paying people to go out to do acts of reparations. We are paying people to sell our products that promote the ideal of self-reparation, trying to prepare our nation. We are paying people for building and bringing on other activists that are going out and helping us do these acts of self-reparations. So why are we doing it? Is this a job? Well, no, it's not a job, but you can definitely get paid. It's a system that we put together. This is a movement for our people because their system do not work for us. Trickle-down economics have not worked. And so we need another way to create wealth amongst ourselves. There are a lot of opportunities out there, and we talk about them all the time. But this is not just an opportunity. This is an opportunity for us to come together as black people and join our funds and join our energy and join our resources, our talents, our gifts, our trades. And look around. Right now, everybody is talking about what happened 100 years ago on Black Wall Street in Oklahoma, all over the TV now. That's what everybody's talking about. That was 100 years ago. And that's what we did with being segregated by ourselves in our own communities. That's what we did with nothing. That's what we worked ourselves up to, okay? And those white people was jealous because we had the ability to do it. We are those people. We are those people. We can do unbelievable things. We just got to realize it. Look at the Simone Biles, the woman that do the gymnastics, right? Do outperform everybody. Do a routine that is so hard, they penalize her from being able to do a routine that's so hard that can't nobody else do. And these are things that we do naturally. And so why do we need this? We need this because this gives everyone an opportunity, no matter what your education level is. All you have to do is be dedicated to moving the advancement of black people in this country and all around the world. So yes, there are opportunities out there. Yes, I look at TikTok. Okay, I look at Twitter. I see everybody fawning about how much money they're making. That's good, but those are individuals. We need a new system, people. You understand? So it's okay that we got 100 people out there that's making decent money through TikTok and some of the other things. But we as a people have the opportunity to move all of us to new levels. You know, I heard LeBron James said that when they're talking about athletes and they're talking about different famous people and where they come from, most times the story starts out talking about how they come from such humble beginnings. And he said, well, what if there came a time where there were no humble beginnings? When everyone could start on the same level, everyone could start advancing and growing, and everyone coming in could be financially secure. Why is that? Because the money is here. It's not like we don't have money. We just don't do the right thing with it. We haven't been taught. We haven't been taught us coming together. What we've been taught is not to come together. We've been taught that if we do business with a black person and that black person didn't treat us right, then we don't do business with no black people no more. We've been taught to do that. Whereas we can have a bad experience out of one white establishment, walk right in next door to another white establishment. We have been trained to hate ourselves. We have been trained to think of ourselves as less. We got to break that cycle. This is one of the ways to do it. I don't want to go on and on and on, but when we talk about repairing our nation, when we talk about getting together so that we don't have to suffer the violence, that we don't have to suffer police brutality, so we don't have to fear every time we get in our car. We don't have to be concerned every time the police pull up behind us and the lights go on. We should have to worry about whether we're going to make it home or not. We can change the game if we learn how to work amongst ourselves and learn how to circulate amongst ourselves. So that brings us back to what you were talking about, Dr. Robinson, with the with the blacklist. In order
right.
for us to and the members to fulfill their obligation with their reparation assignments, there are other establishments that they need to patronize in order to complete their missions in order to get paid. We need
right.
as many black-owned businesses as possible to sign up, join the blacklist, so that your name and your company will be one of those that are down there for our members to patronize in order to complete their reparation missions. So, again, go by the website, www.myprojectneo.org. Sign up. Go to the hit the button that say more, and then go to the blacklist and fill out your application. And the first 100 companies that sign up will be signing up for free. So that's www.myprojectneo.org. Hit the more section and go to the blacklist and sign up. Register your company to be blacklisted.
Yeah, we also want people to remember that the Black Business Billionaires Network Club is bringing the Black Shark Tank to the reparations program, and we're going to have an application on the site. Once you sign up and you are a member of the reparations program and or you have been blacklisted, your company has been blacklisted as well at the first 100 of free, you are will be able to fill out an application, submit it, and the Black Shark Tank, just like Shark Tank on television, will evaluate your company and see what level of funding that you're requesting and help your company on the financial level to get a loan, et cetera. So it's beneficial to be a part of the reparations program, the NEO Project, and be a blacklisted and be a part of the Black Shark Tank, be a part of the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, because what we're trying to do is bring economic stability to the communities. And it's a host of brothers with different levels of businesses, investments, and things of that sort. Brother Lester is coming up with $100 million investment in real estate and different development opportunities. So we're pulling everything together. But we need you. All these opportunities are frivolous or insignificant if we don't have you, the people, get involved. We don't know what's going on in South Carolina and Georgia and Mississippi, Chicago, California, unless you get involved. You, the people that live in those areas, you bring that information to us, and we support what you're doing. We're economically developing companies and opportunities right now. And then one day, Dr. Winborn, we'll have to webinar up some of the names of the companies who have been beneficial from the Black Shark Tank, and as their company got financed and as they go forward. So people... Get involved. The economic situation, like Dr. Winmore talking about the Black Wall Street, money is out here. Money is here. The opportunities are vast. You got more black billionaires, millionaires, thousandaires, hundredaires than we ever had. You got more people interested in self-development. More black businesses who are very successful are interested in bringing other black businesses aboard. They're interested in having you outsource some of the services to you. They're interested in purchasing some of your services and some of your products. We all realize that we're in this together, okay? But if you don't know the black businesses out there, because people say, oh, you know, the black businesses don't do nothing. They don't do nothing. They don't get together. But if you don't know they're out there, they don't know you, where you at, they can't reach you. But the opportunity right now is that we all understand that we are in this together. And if you don't see a mom-and-pop shop in every community, that's because, if you don't believe it, Go Google it. Most black companies are international. They're Fortune 500, Fortune 200. They're multi-million dollar operations. All we need to do is bring all of us together. The black major businesses and corporations that are making a tremendous amount of money are coming to your community. We realize that we have to develop the small mom-and-pop shops, the community organizations, the after-school programs. We have to reinvest in our people and in our communities. We realize that, but we don't know that if you don't come and tell us what's happening in the state that you're in. I'm in New Jersey and I'm in New York and Connecticut, okay? So I have some level of understanding what's happening in those places, all right? Dr. Wimborne's New York City. He has understanding what's happening there. But if you're in another state, and we do have some understanding from news reports and things of that sort and talking to people from those states, but if we don't know what you need, we don't know how to get together. One thing about the Black Wall Street thing, how it was structured, they were supportive. They knew what each other needed, and they support each other's endeavors, and that's why you had the woman started the first bank, not black bank, the first bank, independent bank, okay, in America, the first independent card in America. You can go on and on and on, things that we established, but it only happens when we network. And that's what the wonderful thing about the reparations program and the blacklisting is that we're networking with other black businesses across this country and Puerto Rico and other places, and we'll eventually get to the Caribbean and Africa. But right now we got to start somewhere. So we're asking you, call in, get us information. You can call me direct, 914-363-9007. We have office up here in Mount Vernon for NEO, the New Economic Opportunities Project, LLC. So give us a call, 914-363-9007. You can email me directly, Rev, R-E-V, Ron, R-O-N, the number 11, at gmail.com. And I'm willing to hear from you, and I want to work with you, and I want us to get this financial thing going. As Ms. Sharon Steele said, time is so precious, we can't waste it. We got to move on. And that's one thing that we have learned from this COVID-19, this coronavirus, this pandemic, whatever. We have learned that time is precious. So many people left here too early and not completed the goals that they set out for. My thing was this: after that pandemic happened, one thing I went into emergency survival mode and started getting my act together, try to get much as I can do right now. Much as I can get them right now. The Bible says, waste no time thinking about yesterday because it's gone. Think not for tomorrow because it's not here. But deal with what you're at right now. Deal with the time that you're dealing with right now. Work in that time frame. So, people, we have to get it together. Like Dr. Wimborne said, it's not going to be no sweet savior coming from the United States of American government. I'm sorry. It ain't happening. If we don't do it for ourselves, it ain't going to get done.
Ain't going to get done.
Amen.
It ain't gonna get
so. Give the email and the telephone number for reparations program.
The telephone number. Give us a call at 1-888-UNN-CASH. That's 888-UNN-CASH. CASH, and reach out to us, call us, and we'll direct you. We'll show you how to get signed up, and with the program, and then we got several people that have been signing up. We got some more people that signed up this week that have taken some of the different packages that we're offering in order to finance this venture. I thank everybody for their participation. And right now, you know, Dr. Robinson, our movement is simply by word of mouth. We have not even started telling people as of yet really about what we got going and even how the system works and how beautiful the software is that we have put together for this new economic system. So,
amen.
Again, go by the website, www.myprojectneo.org. Or give us a call at 888 UNN for United Negro Nations, UNN Cash, CASH.
Amen, amen. Okay, thank you so much. We appreciate that, and we shall now get back to Mrs. Sharon Steele, whom everybody missed so much. Are you
I am
Sharon?
Here. I'm here. Any
well,
questions
listen,
someone may have?
We have some. We have some. You know, we always get these more. Seems that these days people are texting in and they're listening and they're so happy to have you back. We have a message from Mary Livingston from Newark, New Jersey. She says, so happy to hear your voice and thank God that you are still healthy. She and a couple of questions, I guess, is one was that when she got when she heard that when people get the COVID-19 and they're sequestering, most of the time they either leave the house or people in the house have to leave. And so she was wondering how you was able to still have your daughter around with you while, you know, you were sequestering yourself.
Oh, that, I would say that was definitely a faith walk. My daughter was in school, and she's 14. Yeah, she's 14. And her room, the way my house is built, my room is on the other side of my house, like a tri-level. So if she did come to my room like anything else, she would mask up and put gloves on, but she really didn't have to because we did a lot of ordering. She put the food by the door. But her room, she has her own bathroom, her own room. So it didn't really, even if she was with somebody else, I guess she would still have to mask up because she hadn't been in the house before. So she, we got through it. She wanted to be here. She didn't want to leave me. So even one day she laid on my bed.
In simple terms, people, the left east side of the home, that's where Sharon stayed and her daughter stayed.
You
go on the west side of the home and Sharon had to take a bus.
You need a passport to get on that side anyway, right?
Sharon is so modest, people. She don't want y'all to know. And the maid took care of her daughter very well. Thank you.
And listen, here's the other thing. Mm-hmm. For many weeks, we talked about the Bentley. I'm here to testify. I got a chance to touch it. She ain't let me get into that, Dr. Robinson.
Oh, okay, good. Thank you for that.
I wasn't able to touch.
Wow. Oh, my God. I'm jealous now.
Oh, God. You know, I think it was, of course you got to use wisdom, but I did have people coming in cleaning my house. My daughter did. She stayed in her room majority of the time. I couldn't even, I was so delirious. I thought I was going to have to get a dog away because I always spend time in the morning with the dog. And I say, poor dog, she just got neglected. But because I couldn't even walk down the steps. It was that bad. But you just have to, she didn't want to go nowhere. Like one day she, it kind of frightened me. So she just laid across my lap. I was in the bed and I was like, oh, she's scared. And I just like, oh, you know, she was, you know, I'm her only parent. Her father's deceased. So, you know, I got to think about the thoughts that were going through her mind.
Right.
You know,
right.
So she, now she comes to my room day in, day out, her and the dog. It's funny now. But yeah,
they make that long
day,
trip,
you know,
to your bedroom.
Oh, God. I would say stay in your room. If you're like, my room has a bathroom in it, so I didn't have to circulate through the house. It's just that if I needed something, she would drop it off at the door or whatever. But it made it easier. But I couldn't see sending her somewhere else because you got to think she was in the house with me. So they would think, okay, then she must got COVID, which she didn't have it. So
well,
I didn't want to buy
a treat. You talk about it, Sharon, since you're on the east side of the block and you're on the west side, she had to go no place. She was way on the east.
You said she was quarantined.
She was quarantined, right? She had to make that long trip to go see her mother. Nice young girl. God bless her soul.
God bless.
Okay, we have Carl Robinson. He said he's no relations to Ronald A. Robinson. He's not related to Ronald A. Robinson. So, okay, Carl Robinson from Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina. He said that in the past you have talked about many different financial opportunities, you know, different programs and bitcoins and et cetera. He said, are you tending now towards the wholesale cards and the wholesale real estate?
Bitcoins, I would always say invest because there's a lot of different coins out there. So that's an investment. But as far as business, the car, I'm not doing wholesale cars. I do have a gentleman that I'm connected to that does that. He has Teslas and things like that. But what I'm into now is wholesale real estate and to get people into property all over the United States and even probably globally, but getting people positioned to get their business credit where it needs to be so they don't have to utilize personal finances. And that can position them to be able to move a little bit differently in their business. I mean, we tend to not think about, I know sometimes when people say credit, they get nervous, but you need that business credit to be able to leverage. So, you know, like I said, if you come out with $50,000-$60,000 in business credit, you can get into real estate. You can get into property. You really can get into real estate property. And wholesale property doesn't even require a whole bunch of investment. It's just the advertisement and you know, finding the leads. But getting to real estate is where I'm definitely headed. It's definitely real estate. It is definitely that's my key right there. You still here?
I was about to ask what happened to
Oh yeah, I is here. I mute myself so everybody can hear Sharon clearly. Okay, we have Deborah Hill, Los Angeles, California. She wanted to know in terms of the real estate, are there many classes to go to, and is it something that one should do with you know, with others as well, or something one should do individually, and how far and how long you've been doing it?
I just began. I always say a group of anything is always better. I've sat and I listened and I went into a actual boot camp. I have a group on Facebook that is BGFN Business Credit, but in that we talk about we're starting our real estate group. So these things, it's a paid group. You pay a monthly fee. It's not a lot. But I have a lot of information. If you haven't began, I try to take you to the beginning, unless you're just that person that's positioned financially, which is great, but I still say why utilize your personal money when you, and it doesn't take long to build your business credit up. It really doesn't take long because you can get like lines of credit, credit cards, and those things that you're getting, you're putting this real estate in this property, depending on what you want to do. If you're purchasing to flip, you could put it in your business name. So, and if you have the resources and if you have maybe another person that wants to go in with you, you can do it together. So, yes, I haven't been in it long. Like I say, I would say 45 days because of COVID, but I missed a lot of classes. But the great thing is the gentleman recorded everything for me. But like I said, I'm in Clubhouse, so I get a lot of information. But I definitely stress get that business credit together so you can utilize that for your property. We're launching in October, and the reason why I say that because I want people positioned to be able to come on the team with anywhere from $50,000 and up in business lines of credit. So we can go in and, you know, it may be we may decide to do something together, get apartment complex, get a duplex. We may flip it. You may say, I want to do that. I want to do wholesaling. So we give you options, but I like to see people utilize the business credit to get when they go into real estate property. So that way you're not using your personal credit. You know, it's just if we can get away from that, use your business credit to leverage.
Great, great, great. Keisha Moore from Tallahassee, Florida. She said that the Business Girlfriends Network with all those different business women that you were working with in the past as well, and now that you say that you're only going to work with a certain business, she's saying an elitist class of business people. I guess what you mean, people with more experience, you know, earlier in your conversation, you started off, you were saying that you're now looking for people, I guess, on a higher level of business. So she's saying, if the Business Girlfriends Network going to still operate the same way, bringing you know, new people into business and helping them develop, going for the more experienced and more financially secure people?
Well, no, absolutely. Business Girlfriends is not going anywhere. It's just that with certain things that we offer, like I said, for real estate, you do have to have money to invest. There's no GoFundMe here on that. For business credit, you don't really have to have any funding to start, but there are certain things that when you're building, getting trade lines, some of the companies may require you to purchase something so they can report. for the television, what I was speaking of, because I'm a TV host, that is a cost for someone to come on. Like, as I said, it's over 1 million viewers for your business, your brand, or your story. So you never know who may be watching or listening. So that is a cost. But to actually join Business Girlfriends, no, it doesn't cost. But for the credit group, that is it's a $99 fee. Then monthly is $9.99 for a month. So not much, but initially to get in. But you have all the resources and access to it. But in, like I said, with the television, that's a cost. You depending on how long you want to be on the show talking about your business or brand that day. It's an hour show. Well, actually 55 minutes. But the exposure that you get. So the thing, no, I'm not discrediting anyone who's starting, but it's definitely time to position to another level. If you've been listening to me, well, I've been over a year now, it's time to position yourself. It's time and position.
Great. Okay. You got Robert Levelin, Robert Levelin from Maryland, and he says that you talk about the Business Brothers Network as well, and how do you connect to that?
The same platform. I've been bringing in a lot of brothers into the Business Girlfriend group, and they haven't been shy. They've been advertising their business. They have a lot of great resources. Gentlemen, we have a credit repair specialist for personal credit. As I said, the gentleman who wholesale cars and deliver them to you. And what I like about it, he is Black-owned. So if you have the experience, which I've had the experience, I just purchased a truck, and Carvana delivered. I told him if he would have caught me 3 days before, I would have went through him. So he delivers the car to you, no touch. So he's like a Carvana, but the first Black businessman that I know that has that type of business in wholesaling cars, and it operates the same. Like I say, he has a definite connection with Tesla. The monthly price is a little bit of nothing. So I was thinking about that for my daughter. She's getting ready to go to driver's ed school because she doesn't want to drive a truck, and of course she's not going to drive the Bentley.
You hear that, y'all? The 14-year-old girl got a Tesla. Holla.
No, wait a minute. She'll be 15 by cash. Well, 16. How old is Naomi? Lord Jesus, I got to figure out how old my child is. I think she's 15. See, that's COVID. I'm like, I think she's 15. She'll be 16. I don't know. Anyway, it's for her 16th birthday that I'm looking at a Tesla for her. But it's a great deal on it. It really is.
Great. So is there a website or something people can go to find these cars?
Well, they can reach me, and I would, because I don't, he has a link, but I don't have it in front of me. So if you just text me, I think that would be the easiest way to text me and just put, you know, car. You could put down, you know, just in the subject so I know what it is. It can pertain to car, so I know I give you directly to him. Or if it's for property investment, you can put property. If it's for building your business credit. Now, anybody for property, I'm still going to probably direct you back to business credit unless you just have the funding that you want to use. But you just need to be positioned because that'll make it a lot easier, especially doing your taxes. I mean, it's a business. So just put down business credit, and you could put down wholesaling cars, and I'll direct you in the right place. And my telephone number to be reached at is area code 248-781-0067, and that's 248-781-0067.
Great. And we have here Carol Gordon. She is from Oklahoma City, and she wants to know in terms of the classes that you were having, some virtual stuff before, I believe. Are you doing these classes on all of these businesses? Are you still just doing it on the Bitcoins?
Oh, no. I'm going to be doing Zooms on, definitely it's going to be Zoom, so it can be live. It's going to be virtual, but no, it's going to be on how to build your business credit. And as I said, the group has the information, but I'll be meeting soon with, doing a Zoom, probably on a Sunday. That's usually better for me, that I'll do a Zoom and those people can attend to get, like, more one-on-one questions. But the information is listed in the paid group that, from A to Z. And then I do one-on-one coaching. That's an additional fee if you want one-on-one, because sometimes people just get overwhelmed with information. But I do one-on-one coaching. If not, like I said, I do a Zoom where people can ask questions, and then you have a group. So, no, and I'm definitely still educating on Bitcoin. It's doing a lot, but that's what investments do. And I'm not letting go of it. You win, you lose. I'm still dabbling in trading, not as much because with COVID, you have to be very focused mentally when you trade. I mean, literally focused, and I didn't want to miss it by just not feeling well. So I'm getting back, and now I got to do a little refresher on things. But, yes, I'm definitely going to be doing virtual training on it. Absolutely.
Okay. Letitia Goodman from Washington, D.C., she said, during your course of the COVID that you had sequestered yourself, if you had to pick out one specific business that sustained you on a financial level, which one would you have said was more stronger financially for you to keep you going while you, because what she's saying is that then during your sequestering and sickness, you were not operating, but your business was operating possibly, and which one that you felt, kept you in the financial situation, I guess.
I guess my consultant fee, I was helping people position themselves to be able to obtain funding. But when I got sick, I couldn't talk to anyone. I had my daughter, which, you realize your kids, I can't make them be like me in that sense. They all had their own little gifts and talents. But I had a reserve. So the reserve sustained me. And then when I was able to do a little bit, I text a lot, which I don't like to do business like that. But I had to explain, listen, I can't. People wanted to talk on the phone, but I would really be coughing a lot. And then it would make me so drained to try to hold a conversation because I had to think. But it was better for me to text because I only had to say a few words. So I would say my consultation of helping people to position themselves with obtaining funding. I even had connected, which I disconnected, but I had even got with a funding group that was helping people to get funding for their businesses. But in that, I realized people have to have business bank accounts. And if you don't have a business bank account, you got to have a certain credit score personally. So that's what really made me realize people need money to do business. Period, no matter how we look at it. So I don't care if you're a network marketer. I don't care what you do. You got to buy a product. You got to advertise. You got to travel. All these things require finances. So I said, you know what? Let me take it back. So I would say the consultation of helping people to be able to get the funding that they need and now positioning people to be able to position their business. We got to get that. That's something that is very overlooked. We are screaming we in a business, but we're not positioned right. And I'm learning so much just having, the banks will look at you more, that you don't even have to ask them for nothing if you just maintain $10,000 in your business bank account for 3 consecutive months. They're going to offer you. And that means you got to maintain that balance like that. I know everybody may not be there. I get it. But I'm saying to build there. Understanding how to, this is a jewel I got, which I'm going to give to you guys. Example being, you get you want to build your credit with the bank. So say they offer you, they give you a credit card of, I'm not going to do, they give you a credit card of $5,000. Okay, so you go to the Apple store and you purchase, I'm going to say you purchase a, because you got to use money for them to offer you money. If you're not using it, they're not going to offer you. So say you buy a computer for $2,000. We're just going to say whatever that it was at Apple. You bought the tablet. So you return the tablet within the time period frame, you return it. When they go to refund you that money, you want them to put that money on your debit card, not on the credit card you use, and then you take that money to pay off the credit card. Because now the bank is seeing that you're using your money. That right there is a big nugget I just gave. So you're returning it, putting it on your debit card to refund, and then you're taking that and you're going to pay, you are going to pay back the money, but the credit card is still allocated as that purchase is removed from your credit card. So they're seeing that you're using your credit card. So that helps you to utilize what a bank sees. That okay, they now they're saying, okay, well, when you ask for an increase, okay, we see that you're using your credit. If you're not, a lot of people don't use it. They're like, okay, well, you're not. How can you stay in your business? You're not using anything. We don't see that you're using, so we're not going to give you an increase. They have to see you using your money. Like you said, America just believes in spending money. But in this sense, you're spending money, but the money that you got, you're taking it and you're reallocating it right back around.
Great, great, great. But when we got a couple more minutes left, you know, it's 5 minutes, 5-6 minutes. Why don't you just give a general, you know, statement before we go off?
Okay. Well, you know, I just want everyone to really tune in. I'm back as much as I can be. We have Business Girlfriend Network is now. I am a TV host. It is on Roku. It is the Women Winning Network. It is an Inspired channel. So if you have Roku TV, you can download it. That will be happening in July. I want you to connect with me on Facebook at hashtag Business Girlfriends. And that's hashtag Business Girlfriends. If you just have direct questions, just text me at 248-781-0067. I'm here to help you build your business and brand and take you correctly to the level you need to be at. As I always say, and it has helped me during this time, remember to put God first in everything that you say or do, and he will direct you. Even when you have a setback, I'm learning it's really a setup. So I thank you for tuning in, who's ever listening. Please get in contact with me so we can position these businesses for 2021 so we can really conquer in 2022.
Heart.
In your heart.
Heart. better.